This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. For folks who at some time over the years have attended Husker Harvest Days, it'll be hard to miss the improvements in that show site in Nebraska. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
After 41 years, that show site for Husker Harvest Days out west of Grand Island, Nebraska, was beginning to show its age. And they took care of that over the past several months. The visitors at that show over the next 3 days will find themselves at a completely revamped show site. That show brings in about $7 million a year to the central Nebraska economy, and about $7.5 million have been invested in the show site over the past year to upgrade that facility, thanks to generous donors like the City of Grand Island and others working with Farm Progress companies to improve that show site. Until now, much of the infrastructure, the roads, and the electrical service hadn't been upgraded since the site was first constructed back in the late 70s. And the National Events Director for Farm Progress, our friend Matt Youngman, said they'd been working on it for about 4 to 5 years. And he said it stemmed from the fact that the show site is 40 years old and power poles have a 40-year-old lifespan. He said it was to the point that they needed to do something to replace the power lines. And Matt said if we were going to do it, let's do it right, do it once, get the foundation set for the next 40 years. And Matt said a great partnership through the ownership of Informa, the folks who put on the Farm Progress Show and Husker Harvest Days, along with the county and city and private partners, they helped make those improvements. They worked about 250 days straight, starting in November of last year, the contractors, construction crews, and members of the show team. So you'll find at the show site concrete 7 inches deep, over 5.5 miles of newly paved streets. 34 miles of electrical wiring have been put in. That's 179,000 feet to upgrade the show site. I'll be back after this.